And can you talk about the attitudes to diabetes that you encountered while you worked on this helpline?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we're talking about comparisons between when my brother got it and later, and you would have thought things had changed, and things have obviously changed, but there were some attitudes that remained the same. This is 96, 97. And there, I remember one lesson we had where a diabetic midwife came and to educate us about diabetes in babies or parents with diabetes who had babies, and they were larger and this whole thing. And I just remember being so cross at the end of it, because essentially what she'd done was she'd given us a lesson on good and bad diabetics, as though once you're a diabetic, those are your two options. You're not a person anymore. So, you know, she showed us babies that were huge and ill when they were born, and this was the mother's fault, and gave an example of a mother that she'd told off. And she told me that quite proudly, told the class that quite proudly. And I just felt so cross with her. I mean, I had a 4-year-old, didn't I? Yeah, this time. You know, so I'd been through what it was like to have a baby, and you get told off for having a baby anyway, you know, let alone being told off for having a baby and, you know, not having your blood sugars perfect. It was awful. And I mentioned before when my sister got her knee pranged, and actually she went out without a crutch, but she needed one, but she had been told off about her diabetic, you know, her levels of sugar. And that's a conversation I've had with Tom and Anna over the years about how they feel like they're somehow on trial, you know, when they go to see the doctors, and when they get a good one, they don't want to lose them, because if there's any illness that's about the whole person, it's got to be diabetes, because you're integral to keeping yourself alive, aren't you? So, you know, without you, you're dead. So I think it's pretty stupid to not take the whole person on board and say this person's going to live their life and they've got to be able to live with diabetes, not because of it. My brother's got, his son has become diabetic since as a teenager as well. And I know Tom now is on this. If I call it a crusade, he'll have a go at me. But every time he goes in with Jed anywhere about this, he's on the case. You know, he's not there to badger the doctors. But often he knows more, and that's okay. It's like when you're pregnant, you really do know more than the doctor does. And that should be okay with the medical profession. It should be okay to learn from your patients, I think. And that might still be yet to come, I fancy.
So you mean that your brother's determined that his son shouldn't be told he's a bad diabetic?
Yeah, I mean, when he and his wife go in with Jed, there's no hiding stuff from Jed. There's no patronising. He won't accept it. And there's none of this talk about, you know, are you being a good boy or a bad boy? It's just not a relevant thing. It's, you know, how can you get through this without it changing your life or making your life impossible to live? And that's what Tom's, you know, all about. He doesn't want Jed to think of himself as a good or a bad person because of the way his diabetes is, you know, showing itself.
What about the kind of feeling special? You said your brother, when he was diagnosed, felt special. How has he dealt with his son?
Jed's an only boy, so an only child, rather. So that must be completely different. He's got a father who's a diabetic and is very kind of talks in a way where it's all boxed off and all that stuff. So I think that he's not going to get special treatment from Tom. You know, he's not. And his mum is a very practical American. Her sister's got it. She's got diabetes, her sister. So she's very practical, straightforward. And I think they probably couldn't have handled it better. If you wanted an example of maybe that's what you need. You need to have been a diabetic. You need for your sister to have been a diabetic, and then you'll be fine with your kid. I don't know. I think they've used all the tools that they could have to make Jed feel like he's okay. He's got this. He can go on. He's no more important than anyone else. But there's something he has to think about extra in his life.